This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the second hour of this global transmission. Thanks for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have wide open phones in this hour to talk about 9/11 and other government cover-ups. I'm joined by Eric Hufschmidt, and he's an author and documentary filmmaker. He's written a book on 9/11 and the cover-up there, and made one of the best films out there on the subject that's unlocking a lot of minds. And it's been a lot of new developments, and we wanted to have him. I've only had him on the show once before. That was about a year ago. We've got Eric now back up with us. Eric Hufschmidt, for those that just joined us or never heard you before, tell folks how you got involved in this and who you are, what you do, and what you put together.
Actually, I got into it in a roundabout kind of way because I just developed software for a living, and after the towers went down, I was noticing on the internet there's a lot of people that were called conspiracy nuts talking about how, oh, we shouldn't trust this government of ours, something's funny about this attack. And you know, I was like most people, I wasn't paying that much attention. I was dismissing them as nuts. But eventually they got through to me, you know, the constant complaining, and I started looking closely at what happened on that event, and that's when it occurred to me that those towers looked like they were blown up. Building 7 looks like it had explosives in it also. And I was thinking, my first reaction was to tell people about it. You know, I put some documents on the internet saying it looks like these towers were blown up. Of course, nobody's really paying any attention to me either. And I emailed maybe 100 or more people at universities and NASA and other people saying, why don't you guys look into this? You know, look, there's something's wrong here. Why don't you check it out? Of course, nobody would do anything. And I was thinking, isn't anybody going to say anything about this?
Yeah, they have a massive investigation with a fire marshal of a barn burns down, but you have the biggest collapse of steel buildings never before happened. Building 7 wasn't even hit by an aircraft, imploded from a small fire. Seismographs picked up explosions, federal and state. The firefighters reported bombs going off. Firefighter engineering says it's a cover-up, hauling the steel away. All this is going on. You start adding it all together to believe their story is the wildest conspiracy theory ever.
Oh, exactly. And I was wondering, why isn't anyone saying anything? What's going on? Because here I am sending out an email saying, look into it, and they're not doing it.
Now, Eric, you did find that I was looking into it, didn't you?
I didn't know about you either in the beginning. You see, this is the information does not get very far to people. I didn't even realize you existed at the time I was doing this. And, you know, it's afterwards, after I started doing it, people said, hey, check this out, and, you know, this person, that person, this website. But the majority of people are, like, oblivious, and they're not talking. That television is like heroin. They'll sit in front of it for hours a day and not even notice what's going on around them. And so information doesn't really spread from what you might call the ordinary people very far.
Well, it spreads slowly, but now the polls are 90%+, up from 80%, believe the government killed Kennedy. So over time, we do get the story told. It does spread faster than it did a few decades ago, thanks to the internet.
Right. That does make a big difference. And, of course, DVDs and videos are also helping spread information. Since people sit in front of a TV so much, it is a little easier to get information that way to them.
But I want to go over what your book and your film covers and the scientific facts when we get back. And, Eric, also want to get your take on Diebold and all these different CIA people and all these elections where they've been caught manipulating things. As a programmer yourself, I want to get your take on electronic voting.
Okay.
Just in a nutshell, what do you think of it?
Well, anybody who's written software is going to think this probably the same thing. It is, you're just asking to be taken advantage of, because it's, unless there's, You know, when it's so secretive, when people are allowed to control this stuff secretly, when the software is secret, when everything is a secret, you're just asking to be taken advantage of.
And then no paper trail, and then surprise, surprise, in hundreds of elections, they've been caught manipulating things red-handed, and the CIA is involved. Mainstream News, we'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, for this hour and into the next, we're going to be talking to Eric Hufschmid, who's done a lot of original research, number crunching, on September 11th, issues that we've got to expose, that we've got to push to the forefront. Because, you see, the globalists will continue to carry out more terror to scare us into submission and to take our liberties if we don't. And we've now got Tommy Franks and others, the head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhardt, saying that, well, we need to go ahead and have troops on the streets and set up a military dictatorship for our safety, or the terrorist will get us. And we've caught them in so many lies. When you look at 9/11, we know they're lying. We know they funded the terrorist. We know they had NORAD stand down for over an hour. We know they flew the bin Ladens out of the country. We know they flew Al-Qaeda and Taliban out of Afghanistan. We know public officials were warned not to fly to New York and D.C. that day, from Mayor Willie Brown to the Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff to all of them. We know there was insider trading that led back to the CIA. Eric Hufschmid is a software designer, computer programmer. He joins us, author, filmmaker, stepping up to the plate and waking up a lot of people in the process. But I first wanted to talk about electronic voting with Eric. Diebold backs off legal challenge. Diebold Election Systems is withdrawing legal threats against voting activists and internet service providers for publishing copies of internal staff emails the company says were stolen from its servers. That's not true. The idiots had a open link to it. They were the company was storing stuff on their open server, their internet file. The documents pointed to security flaws with Diebold's computerized voting machines and suggest the company knew about those flaws long before it sold machines to several states, including California, Maryland, and Georgia. Millions, by the way, voted in the California election on those systems. The Diebold chairman said in an internal memo, now made public by the Associated Press, that he would, quote, deliver all the votes to the Republican Party. In three of these big electronic voting machine companies, they have former deputy directors of the CIA on their boards. And in dozens of elections from Texas to California, they've been caught manipulating votes. They have wireless internet connections to their machines. One of their top engineers 3 months ago quit, went public, said that they were covering up the fact that they were shipping out machines that had built-in back doors and that were, quote, malfunctioning. Beginning in August, Diebold issued cease and desist letters to more than a dozen individuals who posted the documents or links to sites hosting them on the internet. Then later you'd get your website put back up, but they would just threaten the ISPs. They need to be sued, folks. The company claimed copyright infringement under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, a law designed to guard against the improper use of creative works. Diebold said the documents revealed proprietary information about the workings of its e-voting system that would benefit its competitors. Now, understand, folks, it's all these companies have been caught doing bad stuff. Understand something here. This is very important. As Eric Hufschmid said before the break, they won't let you know what's in the machines. They won't let you look at the code. They won't let you have a receipt of what you've done. Nothing. And they've been caught manipulating elections. So you add all this together. Then there was a corporate meeting reported on by the mainstream news where the government, the federal government, the lobbyists, and the big voting machine companies were all together in a, quote, secret teleconference where they talked about, we can't let the people know about this, that we're all meeting. It could be considered racketeering. And so they went around trying to sue and intimidate anybody that posted the documents or put a link to the documents or wrote about the documents. Now, writing about the documents was evil. But people stood up to them. Now they're backing off. The nonprofit ISP Online Policy Group and two Smarthmore college students sought a court order in October to block Diebold's action. On Monday, Diebold reversed itself without explaining its decision, saying only that it would not sue over the copyright claims. In a conference call with U.S. District Judge Jeremy Fogel, a lawyer for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is representing the online policy group of students, Diebold said it would send letters to ISPs retracting demands that they take down the documents. I'm told by internal sources inside and around these universities and other activists that suits are being prepared, very strong suits against Diebold for their malicious false charges against public policy groups, research organizations, think tanks, universities. You can't do that, Diebold. It's not copyright infringement when you foolishly post documents about how you're scamming us on your website, then we go public with it and you attack us. And you did attack us, didn't you? All right, Eric Hufschmid, what do you think about all this?
Well, I'd say that computerized voting system is sort of like computerized gambling machines. I don't know how people can do it without wondering what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, it's the same thing when those computerized gambling slot machines, somebody could just be manipulating them also. You have no idea. I don't know how people can feel confident in it, except that most people, since they don't know software, you know, they look at the machines as like magic, you know, new magic technology. They don't realize there's somebody that could be manipulating this on his laptop 1,000 miles away from here. And it could even be worse than that. It could be that Diebold's doing some things, and then some other groups are also secretly trying to get control.
In the California election, the one of 2002 and the one of 2003, Diebold, this is mainstream news, folks, Diebold got caught accessing the machines remotely during the elections, adding and subtracting votes. And they said, oh, it was just an accident, Eric.
Right. And then, see, you also have to wonder if there's other people that figured this out and they are also quietly trying to manipulate. So you got a fight going on. I mean, this is really just asking for trouble. When you have paper ballots, the only way to mess them up is to be physically there, and that requires a lot of people and requires breaking through security. But when you have a computer, one person can manipulate everything.
Well, on the internet, there's a billboard or a piece of, you know, political art, and it shows a cash register, and it says receipt. You get a receipt. It shows a ATM. You get a receipt. But when it comes to touchscreen voting, no receipt, and the League of Women Voters is arguing against receipts, and so are the touchscreen companies. Is that a good indicator?
Yes, it's a sign. And, of course, even if people did get receipts, unless somebody then added the receipts together, you still wouldn't have you still have to do something with those paper receipts.
Plans within plans. That's what they've done now, is they're going, okay, we'll allow receipts. And they go, oh, everything's fixed now.
Right, and most people will take the receipt and throw it away. And so what good does it do? Unless you take the receipts and say, okay, now add them all up and let's see what...
Well, it's clear. You'd have to have a ballot printed out, a paper ballot from the machine, and then put together in boxes for a recount later.
Right.
And they've been caught manipulating that as well. I mean, it's not like this hasn't happened before.
Right. Yeah, it's asking for trouble. But then the paper ballots, if you're going to do that, you may as well just go to paper ballots. And what's the sense?
Well, the University of California at Berkeley, MIT, Carnegie Mellon, all these top universities did studies and found that it looks like Diebold's system is designed to be remotely accessed and then to have the access covered up.
Oh, I would think so, because I mean that's the best thing is to have a computerized voting system. It gives the people in control of the elections. So I would think that was what it was all intended for in the first place. That's the problem with secret voting. If everybody's vote had a name on it, I mean, if we didn't have to do it secretly, if there was no fear of voting, then a computer could do it because then it could be published and everybody has his name. We could all verify that, you know, voting was as we thought it would be. It's the secret nature of voting that allows it to be manipulated because nobody can then look back at the votes and say, well, wait, I didn't, that's not my vote. Or, you know what I mean? You just have numbers. They don't correlate to people. So, I mean, if you're going to have computerized voting, the only way to make it safe is to have each person's name associated with his vote. Then you publish the results. You got a list of every person and his vote, and then people could just randomly check their own to see if it was actually what they claim to have done.
Well, the point here is it's horrible. They've been caught scamming, and they don't care here in Austin. They've totally replaced everything with these machines. And they just say, that's the way it is, and, you know.
Most people don't care. Well, most people are just mystified by the computer anyway, and they don't even want to think that this could be manipulated. There's still this resistance from the average person to facing such a big scam, is what it seems.
Okay, we're going to break here in a second, Eric. I want to shift gears for what you came on about, and I appreciate you talking about this with us. The film you've made, the book you've written, what are we going to cover in the next hour? Because I want to go over the lies of 9/11, the facts of what happened, some of the key areas of this huge, huge story that you think are most important.
Well, there's basically two events with 9/11. It was the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Of course, there was also that Flight 93, which I didn't really spend much time on. I was more on the World Trade Center than a little on the Pentagon. And so those are the two big events, and they're very different from one another, as if almost two groups of people were involved in the planning for those two. And so I would say that's the biggest part of this. Flight 93 is a bit of a mystery also, but the most obvious part of this scam are those towers and Building 7, and then, of course, the Pentagon being hit, and nobody can find any plane parts or body parts. So, I mean, if you want, we can discuss those two.
And yeah, then, let's go over just blow by blow what you put in the book, what you put in the film, because it's conclusive. We're being lied to. And then you add the whole cover-up with the wreckage, and then there's all the political tie-ins with the public officials being told not to fly and the bin Ladens being flown out and the CIA running a drill that morning of flying planes into buildings in New York and D.C. and ordering NORAD to stand down. We're not going to get into those facets. We'll get into the mathematical computations with the towers. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know, and this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty, just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
All right, we're talking to Eric Hubschman, writer, researcher, documentary filmmaker, software engineer, programmer. And for those that just joined us, Eric, again, plug the name of the book and the film, and later we'll tell folks how to get those. And then I want to go into what really happened on 9/11.
All right, the book is called Painful Questions, an Analysis of the September 11th Attack, and the video is called Painful Deceptions. And, yeah, the book has got a lot of color pictures. That's what makes it... This is the reason I put it together, is that I was having an impossible time trying to talk to people in words about what happened, and so I decided, you know, if I had something in my hand, I could show them.
And there are hundreds of color pictures, you know, in that, and then, of course, there's the film. So let's just say I'm an average guy on the street. You've got the film. You've got the book. You're going to try to explain this to me. What happened? Tell me.
Well, what it looks like, when you look at how these towers, first of all, when the planes hit the towers, you cannot even see in the video that there was news cameras all around it, and those towers didn't hardly move. They swallowed those planes up as if they were nothing, like a bee had run into them, which shows how strong those towers were to swallow a plane up at that high a speed without really shaking or wobbling or cracking. So the planes themselves did not damage the building all that much. They just the planes hit the towers, shook a little bit. You heard the people inside saying they felt the towers sway, but it was like a strong winter storm. And then the tower stood back up again and then settled down and then stood there perfectly motionless. There were no crackings going on. There was no pieces falling off. It looked as if it had survived the plane crash. And then the fires were burning inside, but initially there was a big fireball because of all the jet fuel, but then after that burned out, the only thing burning is, you know, some pools of jet fuel that were still inside the building as well as office furniture. So it was at that point it starts becoming like a regular office fire. And office fires have never destroyed steel buildings before. So the events were, you know, the plane hit the building did nothing but, you know, sway a little bit, and then you got some fires going. And then, for some no apparent reason, the building, the South Tower, just starts pulverizing itself into dust. Now, this is the key thing. It didn't just crack and something fell over. It didn't just leave a big stub hanging in the air. It completely pulverized itself into dust and short pieces of steel. And the photos of this are just spectacular. I've got these five on like page 52 through 57 of this five shots, one after the other, where the thing is just blowing itself up into dust with jets of dust flying out the windows horizontally. I mean, when do buildings fall down like this? This looks
like... Well, also, there are stills from Fox Television that show clear explosion points. And then I've seen photos compared to hotels in Las Vegas under demolition. The exact same thing happens. Then you have the firefighter tapes that they declared national security on, where they're reporting bombs going off. You have explosions in the bottom of the building as it begins to fall. We have the seismographs picking up explosions at the state and federal level. I mean, again, there's just so many indicators here.
Right. And then when you look at the rubble, there's not even a piece of anything except steel. This is some steel beams. The entire structure, both towers, everything disintegrated. I mean, it'd be at least acceptable if maybe a piece had fallen down and hit the ground in a big chunk, but everything down into the basement. I mean, the two towers, how do you explain this? Nobody can explain this. No fire has ever done this to a building before, and there have been a lot of fires.
Well, by the way, fighter bomber, what was it?
The one that hit the Empire State Building.
Yeah, a B-17 flew into it.
And it started a big fire also. But it's like everything. You know, the steel buildings, they can survive this sort of thing. And the fires, I mean, steel can contain a fire. It doesn't disintegrate from it. I mean, look at the steel grate in your fireplace or a barbecue
pit. Well, then in the book you get into the temperatures, and that's been put out there, that it would take at least 600 to 700 degrees more on top of what jet fuel burns it to do this. But instead there's all these NOVA specials, What Made the Towers Fall, Discovery Channel specials, just full of propaganda that I want to ask them, Eric, what made Building 7, like 8 hours later, implode and fall down?
Right. In the evening, about 5:30, that building just suddenly collapses. And it doesn't collapse. It pulverizes itself, just like the towers. And the interesting thing is, almost nobody even knows what this building is. or that it collapsed. And there's only one reason why you don't see Nova explaining this. Nobody can come up with something.
Also in the New York Daily News, Giuliani says, I got a call from someone saying, get out of the building. Then the fire started. Stay there, Eric. We'll come back and cover that. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
We're talking to Eric Huffman, and folks,
and it burns,
I carry
burns,
his
burns,
book, Painful Questions. Over 100 pages of color photographs and documents. And believe me, it's all on target. He's a smart guy. An analysis of the September 11th attacks. Now there's the film, Painful Deceptions. We've already aired this about 10 times locally here on the local cable channel. People request it like mad, want to see it re-aired. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com because I just started carrying the video and DVD. And it's an amazing film. 2 hours long. You really need to get Painful Deceptions, the video, and Painful Questions, the book. You need to get these, and you need to give them to public officials, engineers, folks in your area, because, again, if we don't expose 9/11, it's over, folks. They're going to carry out more and more attacks. Now, the toll-free number to get Painful Deceptions is 1-888-253-253. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Or just write to me, and I'm selling the video for $22 to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, when you get the film, you support this show. When you get the book, you support this show. You also support the work of Eric Hufschmidt, a very successful software engineer and computer programmer in his own right, who saw the lies, was outraged by them, just like I was 10 years ago. But he was outraged 2 years ago and began his crusade to expose this evil. So, again, please get Painful Deceptions, the video or DVD, and please get the book, Painful Questions, available through our operation. I'm also now carrying Loss of Liberty, the two-hour film covering the facts of what really happened to the USS Liberty, again exposing government-sponsored terror. This is the race in the hole. This is how they scare us into submission. Eric, I wanted to mention something, and this interview is still posted from September 11th, 2001, on the website. I had a fella, Jimmy Wright, on the show, who is a big, successful banker. Well, that is, he works for a big bank. He does international deals on real estate. He lives in New York, but he's married to one of my friend's sisters, and so I've been out to their ranch quite a few times. I consider him a friend of mine. They have a ranch out in Fredericksburg, Texas. And on the morning of 9/11, I was on Derry Brownfield's show, I was on other shows. I thought, who do I know in New York? And I called out to the ranch, and I said, is Jimmy in New York? And they said, yes. He's also an accomplished sailor. The guy lives on his boat there in the harbor, literally just a few hundred yards from the World Trade Center. And he was in the World Financial Center just a couple hundred yards away. He was up there on the 42nd floor looking across at the towers. This is just an hour or two after it happens. I call. I get him on at the start of the show. Mr. Wright also has a degree in engineering, and again, unprompted, out of his mouth, he said, this is the most controlled demolition I've ever seen. Again, he's got an architecture degree, folks. He's an engineer. He says it's the most controlled demolition I've ever seen. Something inside those buildings brought them down. They imploded in a symmetrical fashion. And he was on with us for about 30 minutes via cell phone, literally in the dust, in the rubble, saying this. And the designer of the building said this. And in the design, said it was designed to take a jumbo jet. Then a big engineer out in a university in New Mexico said it. They suddenly all shut up. I talked to firefighters who said, I can't come on, I've been told to shut up. Firefighters have been quoted as saying bombs were going off. Eric Hufschmidt, how does this all tie together? Let's go through the facts.
Well, I'd have to, that's probably very accurate. I mean, the people, if you look closely at these photos, you can see why they think it's a demolition, because buildings just don't behave in this manner. It looks like somebody lit them on fire and they're just things going off. It's just turning to dust, flying out hundreds and hundreds of feet, and they go floor by floor very, very symmetrically. I mean, like you can see, if you look closely at these pictures in the page 52, 3, 4, and so on, this is one line after the other, floor by floor, dust flying out. And there's so many suspicious aspects of it, like people going to work and saying, well, how come there's nobody in this office but me? You know, where is everybody?
By the way, MSNBC had a headline, Urban Legend Not. They went and interviewed everybody and did find out the building was over half empty. The children across the street a week before were saying those buildings will be gone next week. They found out that, indeed, that was true.
Right. When there was, even in Building 7, there was some people going up there to their work and thinking, where is everybody? And that building evacuated very early in the morning also.
By the way, guess who was based there? In 99, they built the Y2K command center there with the bulletproof glass, the rest of it. The CIA and the FBI were based in that building.
Right, yeah, I think Department of Defense might be in there, too. And
yeah, everybody. It was a big government nest.
Right.
Also, they said that there were fires so hot on the 60th to 90th floors, but there's video and photos of people leaning out the windows.
Oh, you can't even see the photos. I mean, you look at the photos, you can't find only more than a few flames and just a couple of the floors of that building. And even the towers, there weren't that many flames either. So, I mean, there's something, you can tell this fire, the whole story of the fires is so grossly exaggerated. The fires were all small, and they don't affect steel buildings like this at all anyway. And then, of course, with Building 7, you had another strange thing. Between 4 and 5 p.m. that afternoon, people that were near the building were told to get away because it might come down. I mean, who would ever say something like that? Who would ever tell somebody, oh, stand back, that building, this might collapse?
By the way, and again, in your book and your film, and I've got all these news articles at prisonplanet.com, over 500, we stopped at about 550 articles on this. Mainstream, folks, firefighters, engineers, they're all saying we've never seen anything like this. A building has never, never, a new design, that means the last 80 years, has never collapsed. And they've been hit by aircraft before, Eric.
Right. And they've had bombs go off in them. They've had fires. They've had earthquakes. All over the world, I mean, you have disasters, but when do you ever see buildings do anything? Steel buildings, they don't do this. And so we're supposed to believe that on that day, three buildings did something no building has ever done before. You know, it's like a Star Trek movie or something. It's just bizarre. And so how people can believe it, the way they get away with the Building 7 problem is by ignoring it. Just don't even talk about
it. Yeah, I noticed in the PBS special and the Discovery special, I watched both of them, not a mention of Building 7.
That's the best way. It seems the best way to avoid this is to just don't talk about it, because if you talk about it, then people start saying, hey, wait a minute, what hit that building? What brought that down? So you just don't mention it. Most people will not go beyond what they see on TV. They won't even ask these questions like, well, what happened? And so if they don't mention it, then people don't even know it existed.
Well, again, it's like the electronic voting machines. This is from Wired Magazine. The Diebold emails consisted of internal correspondence sent by company employees to several staff mailing lists related to box fixes, technical support, and company announcements. They detailed information about the internal workings of electronic voting machine maker and pointed to difficulties with the company's machine cited by employees and election officials. Among revelations contained in the memos was information about the Microsoft Access database used by Diebold system to collect and calculate votes was not protected by a password. This meant someone could alter votes by entering the database through physical access to the machine or remotely using a phone system, which it was hooked up to. The memos also reveal that the audit log, which records any activity of access in the database, could be easily altered so that an intruder could erase the record of intrusion. My point is they've caught these companies in elections scamming it, and it's not on the nightly news, Eric. It's the same thing. Massive stuff going on in plain view. The average person has no idea.
Right. This is one of the things that's, you know, when they created America, they had no idea television would ever exist. Our Constitution is going to have to be redone to deal with this. This is, like, incredible. The television is more addictive than heroin or cocaine. It has such control over people. And it's not only does it have control over them, but there are some people that will, you know, they'll look at my book and think, wow, this really was a scam. But through the weeks of watching TV, they slowly get pulled back into the crowd of sheep, you know?
Exactly. I talk to thousands of people who go, yeah, you're right about this, but there's nothing we can do. And the average adult watches 3 hours and 46 minutes of TV. It's a two-year-old study. I'm told it's worse now. Three plus hours. An average child watches over 4.5 hours. This is incredible.
Right. It's like a drug, and it has such control over people. And, of course, people also have a tendency to follow each other anyway. So, I mean, this is something that our country should have, of course, they had no idea it was coming, but, I mean, this control of the media, whoever has control of the television has control over the majority of people. And
now,
the rest of us are just like in that Matrix movie saying, hey, what's going on? This is ridiculous, you guys. You know, it's like we're a small group trying to wake people up, and they're just in this fantasy world created for them by television.
Now, the engineering professors, the designer of the building, they suddenly shut up real quick. The firefighters, like Lou Caccioli, who was in People magazine the week after saying that there were bombs going off, I talked to him. He said, I've been told not to talk and hung the phone up. Why do you think they're telling him not to talk and declaring national security? They said that all the firefighter radios malfunctioned, but it turns out none of them did. The feds have grabbed those radios. Wonder why, Eric?
Well, yeah, they confiscated a lot of information, and a lot of people did get quiet. And you have to wonder what, you know, what. Obviously, there's no reason to keep quiet if there's nothing to hide. The secrecy only helps you when you're trying to commit some sort of a scam or
also, there's a company called Controlled Demolition. Controlled Demolition did the controlled demolition, pun intended, of Oklahoma City a few weeks after the bombing. They wouldn't let anybody in. They took the remains to a landfill, poured concrete in with it, and have armed Wackenhut guards to this day. What is it, 7-8 years later? We have that going on. They're the company that took all the metal and hauled it to China, and the oldest firefighting group, firefighter engineers, went public and said this is a cover-up.
And they also said it's a crime. He even said, we looked through the laws trying to find an exception, and there's no exception. You are not allowed to destroy that rubble. I mean, you can see the difference between the rubble of the space shuttle. You were told, don't touch that stuff or you're going to jail.
I interviewed a United Press International reporter about 2 weeks after the attacks who was arrested for taking photos. Remember FEMA?
Right.
Banned all photography of the rubble?
Right. Yeah, they were trying to keep people away from it.
Why would you ban photography of the rubble?
Yeah, they did the same with that Flight 93. They arrested a couple of photographers over there, too. They don't want you to see it, and there's only one reason. Remember, secrecy only helps you if you're trying to commit a crime. It doesn't help you if you're honest. So you have to ask yourself, when the government acts this way, there's got to be a reason. And the reason is they don't want you to know the truth, obviously.
Now, again, there's just so many facts in your book and your film. I want to take calls, Eric, but... I mean, where should we? What are some of the other points that we should go over? I mean, it's an orgy of evidence here.
Oh yeah. Well, there's so much things. I know there's so much. It's so obvious that something's wrong here. You have also the attack on the Pentagon, the complete lack of any dead bodies from the Flight 93, or the suitcases, the plane parts. I mean, there's nothing at that site either. And then you have all these strange coincidences, like it hit the empty section of the Pentagon, flying a few inches above the ground. It flew in a manner that nobody can even fly an airplane. And then it hits in an area where there's hardly anybody in it anyway. So you have also that Pentagon thing, which is very suspicious.
This is the most photographed building, most surveilled in the world, and all they've got is four frames from a camera with an explosion. And again, Eric, when we look at this, by no one can fly at that rate. You have to slow down, put down your flaps, tip the plane up, come in at a slow speed to land one of those jets. But in this case, it's at 500 and something miles an hour, going super fast, a few dozen feet off the ground, maybe T-boning the Pentagon perfectly. Then the Pentagon doesn't even collapse in on itself till later in the day, when they spray all the water on it, and they can't find a single piece of it.
Right, and then they sent dogs in there to search for people, and the dog has got this blank expression on his face in every photograph you look at. I mean, how could a dog not find pieces of 64 people? That's a tremendous amount of people. This dog is like clueless, which is only a sign that there were no bodies there. That's how come it didn't see any.
Well, by the way, my dad had to do some of the identification because... they were matching people by medical records back in, what was it, 84, 86, when that jet full of like 200-something people ran into that building at DFW. And he had to go, let's just say, examine the bodies. And that thing burned. That thing exploded. That thing ran into a huge building. And only the pilots were unidentifiable by anything but their dental records.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of... ridiculous to assume the building, a plane like that, 120 tons or whatever, can slam into a building with all those people, and then everything just vanishes. I mean, where does it go?
Well, they said that the parts burned up, but that never had happened in any other plane crash.
And furthermore, if it had happened, if a 120-ton airplane burned up, the aluminum would become aluminum oxide, which is like sand, so you'd have 100-something tons of sand or crusty aluminum oxide.
By the way, in the photos and video after it just happened, it was green grass right up to the building. The first thing they did 4 hours into it was to bring tons of sand to dump sand on the ground to make it look like it was all blown up.
Yeah, it could have been. It also may have been that they just wanted to bring in just they were sinking into the grass also, but the whole thing, you look at that grass, it was like they're making jokes in France about it. It's like a golf course. You could go golfing on it. This is after a plane hits it, and jet fuel's flying all over, people are flying all over, and yet you can't see anything on the grass. This is so silly, and then there's no hole in the building. So the whole Pentagon attack is really silly, but it's a difficult one for most people to deal with. Because,
well, that's why you spend some time, mainly you spend it on Building 7 and the towers, and this is a whole area of research. Again, you wrote a book, I made a whole film just about that. We do a disservice if we don't also mention public officials told not to fly, NORAD standing down, Bin Laden's being flown out of the country, Bush ordering FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda, W199I, insider trading by the government, U.S. troops massing in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, on and on and on. CIA running grills of flying planes into buildings that day, ordering NORAD to stand down. Stay there, sir. We'll come right back with Eric Hupschman, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to keep Eric Hupschman in the next hour if he can stay with us. We're about to go to Art and Stuart and Dan and James and Rick and others that are patiently holding. Before we go any further, I really do hope that all of you will go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll get the book, Painful Questions and Analysis of September 11th Attack, and the accompanying film. And I get the film. It's incredible. Painful Deceptions. How did Osama pull off such a devastating attack? Again, 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get Painful Questions or my new film, Matrix of Evil, or 9/11 Road to Tyranny, or any of the great items we have to offer. It's all about waking people up. Eric, I know there's a lot of facets to the film and the book we haven't gotten into yet, but we've thrown out a lot of these questions that they can't answer. We know their side of the story is a lie. We know the wildest conspiracy theory is to believe what they're saying. I mean, this is even crazier than the lone assassin magic bullet. Let's go ahead and talk to Art in Tennessee. You're on the air with Eric Huffman. Go ahead.
Alex, we're listening in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and David Wynn Miller has a video out with an explanation of what happened. He says it was an electromagnetic impulse which turns steel and concrete into dust, into powder.
You know, I'm going to say this. We know that public officials were told not to fly. We know Bush signed an order ordering the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. We know that they created Al-Qaeda. We know all of that. We know the buildings fell, in some cases, faster than gravity. We know Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft. We know they're having trouble explaining the Pentagon. We know all that. To get into electromagnetic pulses, or was there something on the belly of the plane, that is, again, getting off into the edge of things we can't prove, Art.
Well, I was just wondering if you were aware of it. He said the furniture was all changed a month prior to 9/11. It did contain the electronics to pull this off. Well, you might check his video out and see what you think about it.
It's like arguing over what type of bullet hit John Kennedy. I mean, it's a scam regardless of whether it was lead or copper or steel. I mean, it doesn't really change much. You know, whether they had explosives or what type of explosives, those buildings did not come down because of Osama. They came down because of somebody in the U.S. government allowed it to happen.
I agree with that.
And so did Osama bin Laden order NORAD to stand down? How did Osama bin Laden do the insider trading? How did Osama bin Laden sign W199I? How did Osama bin Laden get the bin Ladens and the Saudi royals flown out when all their air traffic was grounded? How did they do that? How did they have the CIA run a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets into buildings?
Well, it had to be somebody in the USA to have the knowledge to pull this off.
I know this. Those buildings evaporated. You say hundreds of feet. It was thousands of yards, white plumes shooting out.
If you'll notice in the USA Today's picture that they put out, with all the dust flying everywhere, all the paper was just floating around. The paper wasn't burned or anything.
Absolutely. Great points, Art. I guess up next is... who's up next? Who in Virginia? Stuart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. Mr. Huffschmidt, I think your documentaries are right on target. In a discussion I had with a high-ranking officer the other day, I kind of stumbled at a point. He objected that Building 7 had these tremendous reservoirs of oil for the generator station there.
Right.
That is what brought it down, and I had a second question about the Pentagon. But what's your...
Well, the idea that the oil brought it down, that still there's no explanation for how that did it. How does burning oil do it? I mean, how does burning oil cause a building to fall, and especially in the manner in which it fell?
It didn't explode out like a demolition. It collapsed. Stay there, Stuart. Ask him, did the oil make NORAD stand down? Did it make Bush sign W199I? Just incredible. So stay there, Stuart. We'll come back to you and others in the third hour. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed